Oh, you're taping me, huh?
Is that okay? Yeah,
that's fine. I already signed the consensus.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sherry. I'm an addict.
Hey,
such a big group. This is actually worse than a big group. Because you all know me. Can you help me reopen the meeting real quick with the serenity prayer, please? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. You know, when I got asked to speak on sponsorship and service, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, being a sponsor is of service. That's part of what NA does. You know, we help each other out, so that's part of the service structure to me. And, I was going through that sponsorship book, and I was like, man, there's nothing in here really that I don't know. Because, like, not that I'm being egotistical or anything, but it's like, it's what I was taught. You know, when I first walked in these rooms, I was told, get a sponsor, get a home group, get involved. And at the time, you know, we were really strict about you can't handle any money until you have a year clean. So I got involved in the Southwest area, and I got involved in, oh my goodness, see, that's what happens when you get old. When we throw the events, activities, but it wasn't called activities back then. It was called fundraising. And I got real involved with that. And then, from there, I kind of moved up. Well, and I got involved in the Southwest area. And I became the secretary. And then I became the, that's where I met you, I think. And then I became, the P&A chair, P&A, Policy and Administration. And I redid the whole books of Southwest area. And I had all the policies together, and they got lost in the Sahara Club when we closed the Sahara Club. And, but I have been in service work for the past 28 years. My clean date is March 24th of 1987. I have 28 years. It's crazy, isn't it? I'm 53. So I got clean when I was like 25 years old. And I grew up in this fellowship. And I learned how to live life in this fellowship. And I learned rights and wrongs in this fellowship. Not saying that my parents didn't do the best they could with what they had. But everything I learned was in here. You know, I work in the steps. Like, that's part of service work. You know, work in the steps, changing. It's just ironic that, and don't take this anyway, but for what it's worth, is like, there's not that many people, not many women with more clean time than me. Okay? And I mean, there are, but there aren't a lot that I know that are in my general vicinity. Okay? And I didn't know if I should get a new sponsor because, like, I hadn't heard from my sponsor, and I think I tried calling her. And what I come to find out is, like, we all deal with different things in our own ways. You know, some of us shut down, some of us write, some of us isolate. She's an isolator, okay? She shuts down. And so I had been praying about, should I get a new sponsor? Shouldn't I get a new sponsor? And here Thursday night, I was with my daughter, and we were going to my grandson's new school, and she called me. I'm like, she's like, well, I don't know if you got a new sponsor or not, but I'm like, no. But I didn't know what to do, but, you know, I think I got my answer. You know, and isn't it weird? Or not even weird, but it's just how wonderful it is that God works like that. You know, I'm praying, and I'm like, I don't know what to do, and she calls me. You know, and I think that's calling people is a part of service work. And, you know, I was taught as a sponsor, you're not a jitney, you're not a bank. You know, what you're here for is to work steps and traditions. You know, and if you acquire friendship, that's fine. And if you do those things, that's a bonus. But I think that, I mean, I didn't have a car when I first got clean, so it was wonderful that people helped me get along, take me places. And, you know, we had the Sahara Club when I first got clean, and we had a blast at the Sahara Club. There was always a dance there Saturday nights and Friday and Saturdays, and that's where we met everybody, and all our meetings were in one central location, and it was nice, but, you know, things happened, so it got shut down. But, you know, after I was done with the Southwest, well, I had moved on, not done, but I moved on from the Southwest area, and I got involved with Start to Live, and I was on taping for Start to Live 7, 8, and 9. And I ended up being the chair of taping. And that is when we didn't have these things. We had tape recorders, and we had to make tapes, and we stayed up all night making tapes to sell. It was crazy. I mean, and we stayed up all night to make tapes, cassette tapes, you know. And now you just put this thing down, and you make CDs. It's so neat how advanced technology is, you know. And so I got involved with that. It was a lot of work. We didn't sleep much. And then, you know, I took a break a little bit. And, you know, I've sponsored different women over the years. And, you know, I think our we's change over the years. And, you know, we outgrow people, not in a bad way, maybe sometimes. And then we, you know, we get new people. And that's great, because you get to learn about different people. I got in the Nance Forever. I don't even remember where I met you at. And like, huh?
Taping.
Taping. See, taping. You know, and like, I can remember finding this retreat. It had to be, I'd say, about 11 years ago. We were looking for a place to go, and I found it on the website. So a bunch of us women started coming up here, you know. And then a couple things happened, and I stopped coming up for a while, but I really like this retreat. It's an awesome retreat, and everybody that I'm with gets to speak today. Yeah. I don't know how that happened. But, you know, from the Start to Live, you know, I went on the spiritual retreat, Tri-State Regional Spiritual Retreat, and I did service work on there. I was a secretary. I can't remember what else I did on Start to Live. Oh, I was a tickets and registration chair. I've been a lot of tickets and registration chairs for Start to Live a couple times, for a spiritual retreat a couple times. And then I went to the board. And my experience with the board was a memorable one, if I could say that word right. But there was a woman who has more time than me, and we're both strong women, and we had a conflict of interest. And I kind of was like the board chair, and I became ill at the time. I have COPD, and so I was starting the journey of that illness. And so now I have another disease, okay? But, what had happened was I was the board chair. They nominated me as the board chair, so I was the board chair, and there wasn't a lot of people helping me, and, well, I was sick, so I couldn't make the regional meeting. So, she decides to have me removed, and they had a special meeting for me. Can you believe it? Me, little old me, they had a special meeting for. And I'm like, you know, and like I thought, well, okay, fine, let me get people on my side, okay? Then I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. And I have God on my side. And I stepped back. They had the special meeting. The GSRs were there. And they didn't remove me. You know, and it just goes to show, like, if you do the next right thing and you get involved and people get to know you, and, like, even though we both, this woman and I both had a lot of clean time, we never crossed paths. You know, she's like from Lawrenceville and I'm from by Kennywood. You know, I don't resent her. I don't, you know, I've worked through that, you know, and it taught me some humility, I guess you could say, you know, and it taught me that, I mean, it was so bad that we almost got into a fist fight. How dumb is that? You know what I mean? That's not going to help anything. And, but I stayed on the board for a few more years, and, I think what I've learned after all these years of doing service work is the most important place to do service work is your home group. Because the most important person is the newcomer. So we get involved in our home group and, you know, we start there because, you know, it's the inverted triangle. And, you know, and I got involved there and I was a treasurer. I've been the secretary. I think I've been a GSR and, you know, you know, I don't think about how much service I've done, but after I sat here and told you all, it's been a lot, you know, and my sponsors have had been, active in service work as well, you know, and my thought is that if you come into the fellowship, you know, when I came in here, I was scared. I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to quit getting high. And they told me to get involved. And I thought, okay, well, I'll try this. But if you stick in the middle, you're not going to fall off that edge. And, you know, I see a merry-go-round, you know. And so if you stay in the middle of it, you're not going to fall off the edge when it goes faster, you know. And my journey has been an awesome journey. And, you know, even though I have two diseases now, you know, I'm learning to live with this disease as well as the disease of addiction. And, excuse me. I don't even know how long I'm supposed to speak for, but, I think I've shared enough. I think it was covered everything and, you know, so get a sponsor, a home group and get involved. And that's it. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
He's still paving the way.
If I could, I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Phil M. from the Men in Recovery Group of Narcotics Anonymous in the southwest area of Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you, Phil.
Yay. Sorry, little child. I'm Phil. I'm an addict.
Hi, Phil.
I do want to thank the committee for picking me to speak, and it's always an honor and privilege to do anything for Narcotics Anonymous. And matter of fact, I think I was at one of the other retreats when Courtney asked me, and I said, yeah, I usually come to this retreat. Anyway, it's one of my favorite retreats, and I said sometimes I stay for a whole week, and sometimes I come up Saturday or whatever. But I says, as a rule, I'm usually here, and this retreat does go back a long way with me, and it's something that I've always been fond of. Sponsor family, and just even our little special meetings we used to have at the old cabins down on the corner, and the people would come by and just hang out and fellowship, and this has always had a special place in my heart. This retreat, it's peaceful, it's relaxing, it's just out where it is, and I don't know, I'm always filled by the people here too that put it on too, and over the years I have come close with a whole lot of them, and I'm always meeting more people in this region, and I just do a whole lot of things with, you know, and it, you know, as my recovery keeps going on, this thing here keeps going on with me. You know, it's just like I can't live without Lower Highland Mountain area people anymore. You know, but you know what? Our unity is still a must. And then another ironic thing. Sherry speaking before me, and when I got up here, the chairperson here was saying he's going to let me speak first. I said, "Oh, good." And I found Sherry speaking. And I said, "Yeah, she paved the way for me." And I'll get to say, Sherry paved the way for me. And then he puts her on, and Walt says, she's still paving the way for it. You know? So I said, okay. It is. It's meant to be what it's meant to be, you know? Thank you, too, for sharing, Sherry. And we go back a long way. I met you in service when I was serving and you wasn't serving, and I think I'm going to say this because what I'm going to say it's very truthful, but when I met Sherry, it was one of the area functions, and this is my first time meeting her. We were dancing like whatever, and I didn't know I really know her from a can of paint. But I remember one thing she said, and it did rub me wrong when I was serving. She was saying something about an area circus. And I might have been chair of the area or whatever the area when she said it. We're dancing like whatever. And I was like, I dare her say that, you know. So, and I just said to her, I says, area circus, you know, and she looked at me, lo and behold, to come to find out, and it was very shortly after she said what she said, and I said what I said, I come to find out that the things I've been doing for years was a direct result of the things that she has done way before me being here. You know, as to how that service was run, how that service was set up, the policy administrations to that area service she designed, put together, and it was things that I was working off of what she did for years before I even knew who she was. As ironic as that was. So she wrote the thing, you know, she put the thing together. To let you know, I still have the original copy of what you did. I have it. It's not lost. I'll run you a copy. We still have it. Okay? And, you know, there's a God somewhere. But anyway, on that note, Sherry said too, you know, they both, sponsorship and service, they go hand in hand. And one would be hard pressed without the other. Without sponsorship, there'd be a whole lot of dead addicts. Without our service, there'd be a whole lot of dead addicts. And that's the bottom line for those that serve. Where would my life be if it wasn't for sponsorship? Where would my life be to this present day if it wasn't for the service structure with our message being carried? You know, getting here, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know what was going to happen, but that was one of the things being new coming into this fellowship. You know, get you a sponsor. You know, get you a sponsor. You know, and. Well, you know, we know what's the sponsor. I mean, you eventually find out what a sponsor's about, but you know, Webster says, you know, go ahead here. He knew. Webster says, you know, it's somebody who looks out for another person's spiritual well-being. You know, and who doesn't want a well-being looked out for? And well-being is a person wanting for nothing. You know, wanting for nothing. That's on a spiritual note. you know, Sherry was saying, you know, we ain't bankers and this and that, and, you know, I'm going to give you no money, this that and the other thing, you know. But you wanting for nothing on a spiritual note. Wanting for nothing. And we have that opportunity and luxury here in Narcotics Anonymous of wanting for nothing on a spiritual note. Yeah, yeah, I can give you my time. I can give you a bunch of love. Whole bunch of love, kindness, respect. I can give you a whole bunch of things, you know, on a spiritual note. And they're good things. And they don't go nowhere. They don't disappear. And they're hopeful things to do and exercise and to practice. You know, I want hope. You know, this is a message of hope. And my hope doesn't go away. And I've learned that through sponsorship, and I learned that through service. And service, dictionary, is something that is helpful and beneficial. Who doesn't want something that's helpful and beneficial? Who? Who in this world? Service. Helpful, beneficial. Yeah. I still like benefits. And I need a whole bunch of help. You know? We all need help. And if we... Here's the thing. With our service structure, we've all had help. And we're all getting benefits. Whether we want it or we don't want it, we're going to get it. And that's the beauty about our fellowship. Coming up here, with sponsorship, you got the sponsor families, and you know, me being sponsored, me having sponsees, stuff just happens. You know, things just happen to us, you know, and I was rocked on my way up here, just things that happen in our fellowship and with sponsees and people going out using that. That's what addicts do. Addicts use dope, you know, and addicts relapse. People relapse when I got here. They're relapsing to this present day. That's what addicts do, you know. You know, I'm not going to say that's what you're supposed to do, but we do, you know. We do. And as the retreat is going on, me coming up here, me getting with my sponsees and one of my sponsees celebrating a year today, you know, and it's through sponsorship and service and working hard and just trying to get another day together. Sponsorship, you know, and then I was going to read this, and I don't think I got to read anything because we do have a IP, we have a book on sponsorship. And Sherry sort of like broke down a lot of things in the IP as to what sponsorship is and what sponsorship isn't, you know, and just like this little thing says, sponsor guides us through a person through the 12 steps, 12 traditions and concepts, if possible. I've had a series of sponsors. You know, and a lot of things are not my fault, you know, but I'll tell you a little bit about my first sponsor. There's things that he has given me from like my day one in here that I still do to this present day, to the T. Or it hasn't, like, changed. You know? And I keep doing them. You know, and we say, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I keep doing them to the T. You know, he give me a golden rule. And, it doesn't belong to our fellowship. It's not in the literature. But I still pass it down to the guys I sponsor now. And the golden rule was, Phil, don't go around it. Just don't go around it. You know? So it's, you know, only way to not return to active drug addiction, not take the first one. If I'm not around it, I don't have to worry about picking up or taking it. Just don't go around it. It's just that simple. I was so out to lunch when I got here. I'm probably still out to lunch. I don't stay as long. Sharon, you can attest. Not as long. That's it. I don't stay as long, but this is the thing. You know, I keep coming back and just those things of listening and learning. With sponsorship too, you know, and our literature does talk about self sponsorship, but it is not the thing to do. You know, you need a sponsor, you know. I'm fortunate that mine has been more than just steps and a friend and to help me in things. I'm 100% of getting my head knocked and things by not listening at my sponsor. You know, I can't say that he's giving me directions and I didn't do it thinking I had a better plan. I'm 100% of like, oh, why didn't I listen? 100%. Why didn't you just listen? Why didn't you just follow the directions? You know, sometimes we think we got a better plan or maybe this don't apply to me. I did go to the school of hard knocks. You know, desperation too. With sponsorship, you know, my recovery at HIT-A, you know, especially early on, was one of the things where I don't care what you say, what you want me to do, I'm going to go ahead and do it, because I know what I'm doing. It's going to kill me. You know, my bottom had hit one of them bottoms where, you know, I don't care what you tell me to do, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, and another one, he put me in the service early, and then back onto that service note. You know, I have grown up in service. I have grown up in service here, and I'm so thankful for service. You know, I'm one of the members in our fellowship. You know, I have been serving with no breaks, no years off. No years off for over 20 years. Like, I've been off for like a whole year. I've took a couple years off. I've been out. And I mean on an area level, on a regional level. I still have an H&I commitment. Long-term H&I commitment. And I'm not bragging or anything, but it's just one of the things that I do. I just serve. Service saves. Service saves. My second sponsor, my first sponsor moved to Florida. He told me he could have kept me on as a sponsor. Back then when he moved, they didn't have cell phones and all this stuff. Stuff when he had moved, and he said, you want a high phone bill? Like, whatever, you could do what you got to do. But he said, I'm moving to Florida, like, whatever. And I advise you need to move on with somebody and get somebody, and like, whatever, you know. And that was transition for me. That was a lot of transition for me. Like, oh, I thought I was going to have you forever and ever. You know? That was just my thinking. Like, oh, what do you mean? You know, like, uh-huh. But I did move on. And what I've learned on with the moving on is I need. It don't have to be anybody else, but I need hands-on, face-to-face, let's sit down, have a cup of coffee, can you talk to me type people. I'm hands-on. I can't, you know what I mean? Whatever works for anybody. I don't knock anything anybody does as long as it works for you. You know, if you work for it, you benefiting from it, it's helpful to you, you getting by, you ain't using. You living, you know, I don't knock anybody's. I don't care what you want to do. the freaky deacon in you school. You know what I'm saying? And it was working for you. You know what I'm saying? It's working for you. It's working for you. Good. I'm cool with it. It's working for you. But I need that, like, face-to-face, hands-on. Let's go have a coffee. Hey, this is going on with Phil. Can I look you in the eyes thing? And you know what I mean? That's me. That's me. Everybody don't got to, like be like me, you know? And our Living Clean says, you know, we're not all the same either, because we're not rolled up in no dough and punched out on a cookie cutter. We're all different. It's in there. You'll look it up. I know you will. But anyway, so I go on to the second sponsor, and forever grateful, because he was very service oriented. You know, in the design of our literature, and he was just so with the literature. And he was one of these kind of sponsors. He didn't really care what the members said, the fellowship said, like whatever. He always was like, what's this say? I don't care what you got to say. What's this thing say? What's that literature say? You know, I understand it today. I really understand it today, what he was telling me. And I do remember when he passed away, how devastated I was with that death in our fellowship, and you know, and just how it like rocked it was like felt from like coast to coast when he passed away. And I can remember in his process of dying, and I was in so much denial. I was in so much denial with it. And but I can remember in the process when he was checking out. I'm not checking out, but things was just happening, you know. And you know, and I knew stuff was up, but I was in so much denial. But I can remember before he passed, it was like the last couple of weeks, or he kept saying to me. He says, Phil, he says, you stay in the middle of this program. He says, you stay in the middle of this program. And I kept like wondering, why is he always saying to me, stay in the middle of this program? You know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, why is he saying this to me? And then when he passed, the only thing I could hold on to, the only thing I could really think of was, I need to stay somehow in the middle of this program. And I was still doing service. And I continue to do service, you know, and believe me, I was like tore up from the floor up when that happened, you know, just like I was with the drugs. And I was just holding on with strings. And I love my sponsorship family, and they was all crazy with it too. And they was all over the place with it too. And I was like really all over the place with it too. And it's back to sponsorship. This real crazy, crazy person coming to our fellowship. Totally off the hook. And he asked me to sponsor him. At the time, I was like tore up from the floor up. And this was like the world's craziest person. And I love him to death. I love him dearly. But what I learned from it, what I knew immediately from it, we can only keep what we have by giving it away. And I'm thinking, like, oh God, I know this person's sick. I know this person. He's going to die if somebody isn't around him. I just knew it. I knew it. I says, I don't care what happens. And I made this promise to my higher power. I don't care what happens. I don't care what I got to do. I'm going to stick. I'm going to stay with this because I'm so sick in the inside. I'm just so sick in the inside. And if I have to lose it all, I'm going to do it. Now, by me doing that, sponsorship, back on the sponsorship note, We're going to keep what we have by giving away. Me hanging with him. Me purposely doing things to make sure, okay, you're going to get some days together. You're going to do this. And me just pouring into him. You know, new people can't pour. New people can give us things that we don't want to do, but they can't pour into us because they don't have it to pour into us. You don't have it. And I'm not judging anybody, but you don't have it to give. You can't because you're not here to get it. You just don't have it. I'm not judging anybody, but you do have qualities of we don't want to do that. What you just come in here with, you know, and it's like each one will teach one. That's what our literature says. You know, we're all students, we're all teachers. But anyway, I poured on to him, and by me and him walking this path together through all his craziness, why dead, why he ain't dead, I got better. And he just like wound me back up to, okay, I can do this thing again. We're going to rock and roll again. As sick as I was with him through sponsorship. Sponsorship too, okay, it says it's a heartbeat of our fellowship and two hearts beating and it's cool and whatever, but it's a luxury to have our members that like to do steps. Steps, I eat up, I gobble up, and I cherish. I cherish steps. I recover in an area that with the halfway houses, three quarter houses, and the treatment centers. I'm not endorsing anything in here. I'm not mentioning any names, but I'm in being in a situation in recovery. You know, sometimes you have a lot of people coming to you to ask you to sponsor. You do, and I have, and I probably over the years probably have had 200 people, over 200 people, you know, to sponsor or try to help sponsor, like whatever, and over the years, I just had last week a sponsee finish his 12th step. So out of over 200 people, I've had like 7 people I've been through the 12 steps with. That's not that many people. That do steps. That's around me. I hope I do. I love steps. Anybody want to do steps? We'll do steps. Tradition too. But anyway, I'm just putting that out there you know. So believe me, anybody who's doing a step, believe me, I'm on it. Like, oh, you know. I just gobble it all up. But That's on that note with sponsorship. And then, like I said, I had one that was with our traditions too, and I'm a traditionalist. I do love our traditions, and they really mean a lot to me now, especially with our new literature out, Living Clean, and it talks about our members here that do our steps and traditions, and the cool thing what it says about the members that do it. The 12 steps and 12 traditions, not just a couple. It says the members that do our 12 steps and 12 traditions, they get to learn how to live in this world. Now, how cool is that? How cool is that? You can't get no cooler than that. For me. I mean, I've done a lot of things, you know, going to school, going to college. I've done a whole lot of things in this world, been a whole lot of things, but nothing is said. Now you've done, you get to live in this world. Now, me, I mean, maybe you folks have, and if you have, please get me after this and say like, hey, I went here and this, and they're teaching me how. You know, I haven't been nowhere other than here. How cool is that? But anyway, through sponsorship, through service, I've told you about the steps and things, and my luck with sponsees and things, and I do love the literature of Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm not gonna get on a cell phone to do it or a tablet to do it. you know, we have all this modern things. I'm going to come out of our step working guy. And it's just so ironic being asked to speak on sponsorship and service at the retreat when I was doing that 12 step with the sponsee last week. I was thinking, what am I going to say up here? What am I going to, you know, I just think of stuff. What am I going to say and this and that. And when we were finishing up the step, we come across in practicing these principles in all of our affairs in the 12th step, in our step working guide. We come to a wonderful section me and him was going over. And I says, this is just the hit for the retreat. And I says, I'm going to, and I told him, I says, I'm going to make sure that I read this up at the retreat. And it ties in with sponsorship and service. Okay? And this is what it says. And this is out of practicing these principles. Okay? In all of our affairs. And all is still all. It's still all. And it's written real big. This is like big. And all the other stuff is small. And I can show you. See, this is really written real big. And all the other stuff under it's small. You know, and maybe we need to pay attention to when stuff's written big for us. Maybe. Okay, but this is what it says. Okay. What about NA service? And it's got a question mark. Strangely enough, some of us reserve NA service as the one place where we forget our principles. NA service, where we forget them. Of all places to forget them. Practice, how does things start off? Practicing these principles, what? In all of our affairs, where we forget them. Okay, here we go. We cease giving people the benefit of the doubt in a service setting. What was the girl talking about before I got up here? No, wait. We openly accuse others of hatching plots and we say cruel things because we're not practicing the principle of kindness. Kindness. In our first tradition. Kindness. I know it goes a long way. A mighty long way for me. That I learned here in this fellowship. I learned that here. I learned that in our tradition. You know, and when I was doing our traditions with my sponsor and then going over them, you know, there's other things in that first edition too, but it's like a way of life for me. Kindness, respect, comfort. You know, it don't cost me anything to do. I don't gotta pay nothing to do it. You know, I can do it. I can do this for anybody. It's nice if somebody gives that back to me, but you don't have to. But that's a nice thing to give to me. It benefits me. It helps me. You know, I've taken those attributes home to family and stuff like too. Okay, why don't we try to do this and, you know, and that. And it goes a long way. Believe me, it goes a long, long way in life. But anyway, let me continue on. Okay, we set up impossible processes for those we elect to do the job because we're not practicing the principle of trust. Trust! You know, trust.
Okay. I got to trust somebody. I trusted the folks to come back with my bag of stuff, and they didn't. I trusted them. I trusted them. So whatever we doing in here, you know, and folks mess up, but folks mess up out there. We in here, we elected you. Hopefully, you know. Not say everybody's trustworthy, but okay. No, let me read on. Oh, I got to read on because I didn't read enough. It don't end there. We, okay, become self-righteous, belligerent, and sarcastic. We become. You do. Shut up. We become. That ain't cool. That ain't cool. According to this, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. You know, and you know, my like I said, well, my sponsor with the literature. You know, what does our literature say? You know what I'm saying? And I sort of like can't like dance around this and act like it ain't here, or it don't exist, or my stuff's better than this. I'll throw my stuff on top of it. It really don't work in here. It don't work because here's the thing that I know. Our steps and traditions is still formulated for us to do. It's a done deal. It's a done deal in here for us to do. It's done. You can't negotiate it. You can't like flip it, twist it, turn it, burn it. We're gonna make it say something else. It's a done deal for us. It's done. But, you know, whether we do it or not, but it's still done. This is what it says. I don't care what you got to say. I don't care what you do either. This is what it says. You can't do nothing with it. You can't do nothing with it. Okay? Belligerent. Oh, belligerent means Webster's Webster's Dictionary. I'm throwing it out. I'm going to shut up here like real soon because I'm going on with this workshop. But belligerent is warlike. That's warlike. You're on the war path with something. I'm always on the war path with something. Oh, he said this. He said that. He said the we version of our serenity prayer, you know, so now Phil's on the warpath. I'm running the show, and I need to wind this stuff back. It's ironic that we seem to want to attack those we trust with our very lives in our recovery meetings. Service gives us many opportunities to practice spiritual principles. You know, practice them in all of our affairs. The better off we are. Sponsorship saves. Service saves. There'd be a whole lot of dead people in our fellowship if we didn't have those two things. That's all I got.
Oh, okay.